These helpers are clearing a road at Breezy Point so government four-wheelers can access the beach and take care of wildlife there.
If they have two children or more, we give them two bags.
They're also helping victims of Hurricane Sandy by preparing food packages for them. The helpers are New York City teens who've been convicted of non-violent crimes and are now on probation. They, too, are being helped by a non-profit group called Youth Rap. It helps teenage offenders break free of juvenile crime through community-oriented projects. Vincent Schiraldi is New York City's probation commissioner.
The more time they spend doing good, the less time they're going to spend doing bad, as far as we're concerned. So part of it is for them to turn their lives around, and part of it is to really do the work that New York City needs to recover from Sandy.
During the storm, Breezy Point roads were washed out, and the electrical fire destroyed more than 100 homes. These teen probationers recognize the loss.
What it means to me, that one, it was a bad thing. Two, right now, me working, it actually means a lot because now I get to help people.
Not far away in Brooklyn, Coney Island's Salt and Sea Mission is working with Youth Rap, giving other teen offenders the chance to do good. The mission takes care of neighbors whose homes were destroyed.
Today we're giving out green beans, macaroni and cheese, diced tomatoes, applesauce, and a peanut butter.
These teens get paid up to $1,400 for the summer, but the responsibility they take on is what drives them.
It means a lot to me helping people because this is new to me. I was younger and all I knew was to do bad, and this program basically changed my life because I actually started helping people, started repairing stuff. It taught me some traits that I didn't know before.
It meant a lot because it changed the way I see life and how I see people.
Rice or pasta?
Pastor Debbie Santiago is the mission's leader. She was once a drug dealer and a bank robber, but now she's a mentor backed by the city's probation department.
They came one way, and they've just been changing into these people that I just want to hug all the time. They're helping this community, most of them. I mean, they're getting pleasure out of helping other people.
Hurricane Sandy recovery projects in New York City involve some 450 teens on probation. Many of them are on the road to a new life. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, New York.